You know, you're obviously switching leagues now. Is there change anything in your recruiting now that you have this whole new base, geographic base to deal with?
Not really, because we've always recruited from, you know, New England down to Washington, Baltimore. That's where we've recruited, and that's where we'll still recruit. I don't think we'll expand that much outside of that footprint, and it's been a good footprint for us. We're certainly done very well in that area, and if anything, the ACC enhances that recruiting area.
Probably a mix of emotions today in terms of leaving the Big East behind and all the rivalries that was and the new ones coming
in. Not as much, because the Big East isn't what it was. It's completely different, spread all over the country. It's a completely different league than what we were in for so many years. And this new league and the ACC is really better for us geographically. The footprint is on the East Coast, one time zone. We're excited about it.
Would you like to see the tournament in New York?
Well, I think it could come here eventually, but it's a small part of the puzzle, really. It's who you're playing, the exposure you get from the kind of teams you play, and I think that's really the key to focus on.
Let me take you one more off topic to Michael Carter-Williams getting drafted by the Sixers.
Well, it's a great opportunity for him. They've made it clear that they want him to be their point guard. It's a tremendous challenge for him. He's going to have to step it up big time to be ready for that kind of a role his first year. It's a tremendous challenge for him, but I'm excited for him. It's a great, great opportunity.
Now you got him in Nerlens, which you were hoping for last year.
Sure, it's a great combination. They played together. They know each other. It should be fun to watch that develop.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah.